As we announced this morning, Mr. Tim Parish has kindly agreed to preach for us this evening at short notice because Mr. Ramsbottom is ill. May the Lord remember his servant in his weakness. May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. Hymn 627.
Oh, Senator. Let us read together from God's holy word, Exodus chapter 33. We'll also read Psalm 62. Exodus chapter 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart, and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. When the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, Say unto the children of Israel, Ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment, and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle, and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. It came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, a cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshipped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people. And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Now Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. May God bless the reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Almighty, eternal and ever merciful Lord God in heaven, we seek to draw near to thee once more in prayer and praise and worship. O Lord, do reach out a hand and draw us unto thee, we pray. O draw me, we will run after thee. Lord, how slow we are to start. O Lord, how slothful are thy people. How we need thee to come, Lord, and quicken us, enliven us, and kindle that flame in our hearts. O Lord, we do pray that thou come this night, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills, and may there be the voice of our beloved this evening. Oh, that thou speak to one and another, we pray. Oh, to hear thy voice, Lord, may it be words of peace, words of comfort, Lord. Oh, but we do desire words from thee. Lord, we do pray for each gathered here. Thou knowest, Lord, the concerns and cases of each. Thou seest us, Lord, exactly as we are. Could it please thee to have brought into thy house this night those with that expectation we've been reading of, expectation founded in thee. Oh, expecting to hear, thus saith the Lord. Expecting, Lord, a crumb of mercy, a token for good, a help along the way. Lord, send none empty away. May each gathered here this night leave different to how they came. Oh, that thou wouldst come and warm our hard hearts. Breathe that breath of life into us, we pray. May there be those words spoken, live. Oh, do speak life into each soul. We would see Jesus this night by faith. Lord, we pray that thou would come and grant thy gracious help and presence. We may lose sight of each other. We may see no man save Jesus only. Oh, to see the altogether lovely one. Oh, for eyes to look up. I will look up, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. And Lord, may we ever be mindful that as we approach unto thee, thou art the creator of all things. May we know our place. Oh, keep us low at thy feet, we pray. Keep any proud hearts away, Lord, we pray. Keep Satan from us. Oh, may we worship thee in spirit and in truth, not just with the outward moving of the lips. May there be the moving of our hearts. May our bowels move for thee. We do pray then for each gathered here. We would remember the little baby in hospital at present. We would ask, Lord, that thou wouldst come and lay thy healing hand upon the little girl, and Lord, thy touch is still its ancient power. Oh, do come and be with her. Heal her, restore her if it could please thee. Be with the parents, Lord. Help them. Sanctify these things. Use them for thy honour and glory. Oh, but do strengthen and support them. Be with them in a special way, we pray. And any, Lord, walking a difficult pathway, maybe there are some, Lord, with secret burdens, those secret things. Oh, may they tell thee. May they be enabled to tell thee. And do, Lord, prove to be a friend in need. Oh, then, in our needs and our fears and our trials and difficulties, may we be drawn to thee. Oh, and sanctify and use our pathways for our real eternal good. For Lord, we're here but just for a moment. We know not what lies before. Leave none empty, leave none out. Send none empty away. No, do not pass any by. O Lord, may each in the fullness of time prove to be thy dear children. Those, Lord, who gather week by week, oh, could it please thee that each are found to be thy dear children, washed in that precious blood of Christ, and found at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We ask great things, but thou art great and almighty, and Lord, is nothing too hard for thee. And though we bring seemingly impossible things before thee this evening, yet the blood of Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, may each be found sheltering beneath. Oh, do bring us each to that point. Give me Christ, or else I die. May we fall before thee in all our filthy rags, coming just as we are, and prove thee faithful to thy word, that none shall seek thy face in vain. We thank thee, Lord, that door stands open for sinners who live to feel their need, and we thank thee that they're welcome even this night. They're welcome that the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, then do be with seeking, longing souls. Help them, Lord, we pray. Satan buffets, he tempts. Lord, thou knowest, for thou hast in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And we thank thee that we have the great and glorious High Priest sitting at the Father's right hand. Oh, do take our poor prayers, our poor attempts of worship, and Lord, do all, do wondrously, do what's needed to them. May they be presented to the Father acceptable through thy merits, dear Lord Jesus. We do ask then that thou be with each, burdened ones, tempted ones, those cast down, those lonely ones. Lord, be with any with an ongoing trial, seemingly unanswered prayer. Oh, those may be praying for prodigals who are in a far-off land, and Lord, there seems to be nothing happening. Oh, help us to continue to pray unto thee. May we not be frightened from the door, but may we continue and give thee no rest until, Lord, thou dost grant us answers. Lord, we would humbly continue to pray for those who are far off. Bring them back, we pray, those prodigals. Lord, what honour and glory to thy name. Then, Lord, may the glory be given. May the glory come. May it all be unto thee. We pray then for help this night. May we lose sight of each other. Help a poor sinner in the pulpit. Help the poor hearers in the pew. May we flow together. May there be that flowing together to the goodness of the Lord. May the Holy Spirit come and apply the word with power. For Lord, it's words and words only if thou dost not apply the word. Oh, may there be the application and the ears to hear, the hearts to receive, and give the words, Lord, to this poor sinner. May the glory and the honour be to thy name. We are unworthy, Lord, of the least of thy mercies. We come on mercy's ground. We plead pardon and forgiveness of our every sin. We mourn over our lack of faith, our unbelief, our slothfulness and hard-heartedness. But we thank thee that thou art the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever, ever loving, ever living. May we know the love of Christ, which passeth all understanding. May our hearts be overflowing. May sinners be loosed from their chains, Lord, we pray. May Satan be bound back. May hearts be touched. May there be a Lydia here this evening whose heart the Lord opens. May there be those gleaners gleaning in the gospel field. Oh Lord, we pray that thou would appear for us. Do all that we need. Thou knowest our every need. Pardon and forgive all that we ask amiss, as we pray in the worthy name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Let us sing the hymn on the hymn sheet. This is hymn 723 in Gadsby's, with some extra verses from Hart's hymns. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. The hymn on the hymn sheet.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to Exodus chapter 33? With the Lord's help this evening, I will speak to you from the opening words in verse 21. The Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me." The whole verse reads, "And the Lord said, 'Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock.'" Exodus chapter 33. And those words at the beginning of verse 21, "And the Lord said, 'Behold, there is a place by me.'" Here Moses is a man with a great mountain before him. He's in the middle of a great trial. He's been charged with leading the Lord's people out of Egypt into the Promised Land. And he has, if you read the previous chapter, come down with the law given on those two tables of stone, and there he finds the children of Israel back to their idolatrous ways. And in anger he casts the stones to the ground. And the Lord, at the beginning of the chapter we read, voicing his displeasure, saying that he would not be amongst his people. Oh, and what a turning there is unto the Lord. The children of Israel, in the conviction of their sin, turning to the Lord. And Moses, here we read a beautiful word. The Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. What a beautiful word that is. In all the trials, in all the difficulties, in all the perplexities, in all the things that were to cast down the spirit of Moses, there he speaks with his friend. Oh, and you and I know a little of this friend, the friend of sinners, the friend who sticketh closer than a brother, the friend who is unchanging. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And here Moses communes with the Lord. He has a great weight upon him, a great burden. He wants direction. The Lord has called him to walk in a way, but it's too much for him. He wants to know the Lord's with him. It's not enough that the Lord has asked him to walk that way. He wants to know and to feel that it's the right way, that the Lord is with him in it. And do you know what that is? You say, "Lord, I can follow thee. I can, but only with thy help." And here Moses, he says, "Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send. Yet thou hast said, 'I know thee by name,' and thou hast also found grace in my sight." Well, he wanted to feel it. He was looking back, but he wanted to feel it now. And do you know what that is? Where you, maybe you've been journeying on in this pilgrimage, and the Lord has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." But, oh, you want him to say it again. "Lord, speak again. Lord, renew thy promises. Lord, confirm my evidences, confirm it again. Tell me I'm thine, forever thine. We're like little children, aren't we? Oh, child, father, do you love me? Oh, how they love to know that the father and mother, they're in favour with them. And so it is with us, isn't it? Lord, let me know. Speak again. Confirm that I'm thine. And now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Oh, is that your desire this evening? Lord, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee again. He wants that more, he wants a greater knowledge of his Lord and Master, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. You know, it's not a contradiction there. Father, if I have found grace in thy sight, then show me thy way. And by the Lord showing him the way in which he's taking, the way in which he's leading his servant, oh, then that's a confirmation, Lord, then I found grace in thy sight. What a merciful, faithful, unchanging God. You see, the Lord speaks clearly here to Moses. He says, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Oh, Moses is wanting the Lord. Oh, Lord, show me that it's right. Show me that you will, that thou will be with me. Oh, Lord, speak to me. But, you know, he didn't say. It didn't come out of his lips, did it? The Lord's answering his question before he's answered. Then Moses, speaking as a friend, speaking as a friend, he tells the Lord again. Lord, he says, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. The Lord has confirmed to him, oh, certainly I will be with thee. He's confirmed again to him. He says, my presence shall go with thee. And here, Moses, why, he confirms his own inability again to the Lord. He confesses his own weakness again to the Lord. The Lord has given him the strength, made bare his arm, confirmed that he will be with him, he will uphold him, he will deliver him. There Moses is once more confessing his weakness, that if the Lord doesn't go with him, where would he be? And is that what you and I, are we like that? We say, Lord, we're nothing without thee. Maybe you're seeking a direction in your life. Maybe the Lord has said, there is a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh, but you want a second. You want a little more. You're fearful. You see the frailty of your own wisdom and your own heart and your weakness. And Lord, speak again. Wow. What a word, my presence shall go with thee. Before it comes out of your mouth as an audible prayer, the Lord knows what's the fear in your heart. Fear not. There's a fear not. I am with thee. Certainly I'll be with thee. And as Joshua had the same token from the Lord, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And the Lord is with his people. Oh, beloved friends, what a mercy. But you may be seeking to know what's right. What's the right path to take? Is the Lord with us in it? Oh, for the Lord to speak. That the Lord to show you clearly. Lord, show me now thy way. The Lord has said, come, take up thy cross and follow me. And you say, Lord, the journey is too great for me. The journey, it's too great. I'm weak. Well, the Lord says this. He says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. You say, but I've no grace to walk. I'm a sinner. I'm foolish. I'm ignorant. I'm blind by nature. My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul knew what it was. He said, when I am weak, then I am strong. Beloved friends, if you're seeking the right divine direction in providential and spiritual, the Lord's watchful care over every aspect of our lives, providential, and you're seeking divine direction, then he'll lead you. He'll lead you in that right way. Oh, if you're on your knees before him, Lord, I cannot take a step and in my own strength. He knows your weakness. Oh, and it's your strength, beloved friends. Your strength is in him. And that your weakness, your inability, your unwillingness to walk a single step without him, without his presence, what a strength it is. And is that Satan strips or seeks to strip away from each child of God? The world thinks it knows what's right, the right way to walk, the right decisions to make, and they make decisions without giving Almighty God any thought. But oh, to know our weakness, to know it, it's our strength. Oh, beloved friends, we're setting the text in its context this evening. And this is how it's found. You see, the Lord has then, he gives Moses a token for good, doesn't he? Oh, he gives him a sign that he's with him. Oh, he says, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Oh, what a request. Show me thy glory. And the Lord says, behold, he says, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for no man, for there shall no man see me and live. But he's made a way. He's made a provision. He knows Moses. He knows he's but feeble flesh. The Lord says, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And as the Lord is to pass by, he's to put Moses in the cleft of the rock and cover it with his hand as he passes by. And he passes by in all the glory of Almighty God. Oh, what glory there is. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. But really, the thoughts on my spirit this evening are these words, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. And there is. Moses was a sinner. You and I are sinners. But beloved friends, there is a place by him. There is a place for sinners. There is a way made for sinners. There is a way made, beloved friends, where even vile sinners, such as you and I, if we're found to be his dear children, will not only hear his voice, but you know, we will see him. We will see the King in his beauty. We will see him face to face. What is that way? There's a place by him. There's a place by me, he says. There's a place for sinners to hide by me. We think of this rock that Moses is to stand on. But it's more than that. There's a cleft in that rock. And Moses is to be put into it. And it's to be a hiding place for him. Oh, beloved friends, there's a hiding place. What do we read in Isaiah? A man shall be a hiding place. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. A man. Who is this man? Why, haven't we just been singing? This man. This is him. None but Jesus. None but Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, this man that's the hiding place for poor sinners, poor, tempted, burdened sinners, sinners deserving endless punishment for their crimes, sinners deserving to be sent to hell, sinners who've been brought to see the Lord just in condemning them, repentant sinners, sinners brought to repentance by the Holy Spirit working in their hearts. Sinners who, but for the grace of God, would be found in hell. Sinners who have nothing good in themselves to plead, no merits of their own, no fitness that's required, no way. There's no way they should be found in heaven. There's no way they should behold the King in his beauty. There's no way they should behold him face to face. There's no way they should be ever seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb. There's no way they should be clothed in white robes. Oh, but you see, there's a loving Heavenly Father who's seen them born dead in trespasses and in sins. And his love is such, his love is so powerful, so great, it overcomes these obstacles. They're mountains to us. They're impossibilities. They're beyond thought, aren't they? That the millions of sins that I have and will commit, oh, it passes all understanding when we think of just the thoughts and the deeds, the actions. Oh, friends, there's a mountain. What a starting point. You can't get any lower, any baser, any viler. A sinner, dead in trespasses and sins, lost, ruined, guilty, worthless, vile. And yet, how? How will they be found in heaven? What is this gulf? It's beyond reconciliation, isn't it? Beyond human thought. Beyond, it's more than that can be overcome. What a starting point. But what a final promised land to reach. The two can't go together, can they? None that defileth can enter therein. God cannot look upon sin. What a starting point. Oh, the vilest sinners out of hell, some of them, the vilest sinners out of hell, they're in that number. Oh, that favoured number. And the Lord, the Father in heaven, he's made a place by him. Oh, there's a man, beloved friends. A man, there is a real man with wounds still gaping wide. Oh, to be found sheltering at that great day in him. Does Paul say, to be found in him? Oh, we want to be founded on the rock, Christ Jesus, but we want to be in the cleft of the rock. Oh, to be found in the cleft of his dear side. Oh, those wounds. His visage was marred more than any man. Oh, these wounds. How he was wounded in on behalf of his brethren, in their stead, in their room, in their place. Oh, to see the wounds of Jesus. Oh, to see them as a sinner's hiding place. Oh, there's mercy streams in streams of blood. There's mercy flowing from those wounds. There is a hiding place in his dear side, beloved friends. As that spear pierced his dear side, out flowed water and blood. Be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. And that's it, isn't it? The rock, Christ Jesus. And as we see that rock, Paul writes concerning the rock. It's in Corinthians, isn't it? He writes and says, and concerning that the children of Israel traveling through the wilderness, and they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Oh, beloved friends, may we know this rock, the rock Christ Jesus. Oh, there's a foundation there. There's a foundation for sinners to build on. A sinner who's stripped of everything, what's he got left? The Lord's swiped away his own religion. The Lord's swiped away his chapel attendance has been a rock to build on. The Lord has shot an arrow of conviction in his heart, and all his own righteousness has gone. He sees his best is stained and died with sin. Is nothing worth. And he's left. He's left. As you read in Ezekiel, is it chapter 16? He's in his filth. And he's lying helpless as that babe. And he's there. And as the Lord passed by, he says, live. It's not till he kills someone before he makes them alive. It's not till he's put them in the dunghill before he sets them among princes. Oh, he must kill a sinner to any hope in himself. He must kill a sinner to his own righteousness. He must strip him of everything. Oh, but then he places him firmly on the rock. Oh, he gives the sinner a hope. And the sinner then builds upon the precious promises of the Word of God. As the Lord leads him and teaches him, shows him his need, leads him to Christ as the sinner's only hope. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the gospel ministry lifts the precious Christ, and the sinners, though they're stung to death, they look and live. They behold the man Christ Jesus. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. I've made provision. I've made provision not just for your day-to-day needs. I've made provision providentially, and how often the Lord begins providentially with a child of God, showing him his faithfulness in answering prayer. But it's more than that. Oh, he's made provision for their spiritual needs. He leads them through this wilderness. It's not a wasted, meandering path. It's a preparation for eternity. The world has been prepared for it. We're each being prepared for it. Beloved friends, are we being formed for his praise? Are we being shaped and moulded and made willing? And is he moulding us in our lives? Is he preparing us for glory? Oh, beloved friends, when the work is ready, then a sinner's called. An elderly friend said to me, he said, I'm not ready. He felt he was nearing the end of his life. He said, I don't feel ready. I said, well, it's because you're not ready. I said, when that time comes, oh, he knows when the work is done, when the work is finished, when that poor sinner's ready, prepared, the Lord's work is finished here below, then he calls. And he comes and calls to glory that poor child. Why, it's a preparation here below. But the Lord has made provision for the steps we take along this way. He's laid help upon one that is mighty. He's sent his Holy Spirit forth to apply the Holy Word. The precious promises in the Word of God, why they're applied to his dear children. He's made a provision for them. And as they journey toward that great day, as ghastly death appears in view, as you look toward those final days of your life, you think, how will it be, beloved friends, to have a hope that the Lord has gone on before? Oh, to see him going on before. We read that he led his children as a shepherd leading the sheep. He leads his children safely through. And he says, fear not. I have redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, and there are those waters to walk through, there's rivers that feel like they're going to overflow us here below, aren't there? As Satan's temptations come over us in waves, in torrents, and almost we feel swept away sometimes. But he's promised to be there. He's promised to appear for his people. There's a wonderful fear not to his children. And what provision he's made. He sent his only begotten Son. And he was made like unto his brethren. And he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And he knows what it is to be buffeted. He knows what it is to fear. He does. He knows what it is to have a mountain before him. He knows what it is to have a day of his death before him. Oh, what a day. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overthrow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. A faithful and unchanging God. And this faithful God has made a way whereby these dear children, though polluted, though ruined in sin, though sunk in the depths of it, though contaminated and polluted with it, though it's in them, though it's so ingrained in them, yet he's made a way whereby they may be found in glory. Oh, this way, it's the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what Jacob's ladder was. It stretched from earth to heaven. Oh, a beautiful type of Christ, whereby the angels of God descending and ascending, and the blessings from heaven descending to the men upon earth this way, the Lord Jesus Christ. The one hand on his Father's throne, another on a poor sinner. Reconciliation, bringing the two together, speaking pardon and peace and liberty, making a way whereby every sin is blotted out as a thick cloud, shedding his precious blood, that blood that must be sheltered under is none other than his blood, that righteousness that they haven't got of their own is none other than his beloved Son's. Behold, there is a place by me. And this behold, may I behold, Lord, righteous things out of thy law. May we behold with our eyes. May he give us the eyes of faith to look beyond ourselves. Look out of ourselves. Look away from other helps, other comforts, other props. May we look unto him. May our eyes be up unto him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. May we behold him, beloved friends, the man. He's a real man. May we behold him by faith to go to Calvary. What a scene. Oh, beloved friends, behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame that rebels might adore his name. Oh, why? Why would he? Why would he not spare his only begotten Son? Why would he not deliver his own Son from that death? Why would he not dash his whole world to pieces as they smote his Son and when they mocked him and scourged him? What drove him? What moved him? Oh, why? How could he? How could he look down and see his dear Son treated in that way and not put an end to it? Oh, friends, what love. And what love the Son had. You know, he walked toward Jerusalem. His face was steadfast toward Jerusalem. He had one aim in mind. The fulfillment of the covenant of grace. That covenant he made with his beloved Father. And his zeal to his Father's house. Zeal to his Father. He would not be swayed, not be moved. Oh, what love. Love moved him to die. It did, it moved him. It drove him from heaven. It compelled him to leave heaven. Constrained him to come to the aid of his people. He saw their needs and he knew, as the hymn says, little children's hymn, he knew how wicked men had been and knew that God must punish sin. So for his people, Jesus said he'd bear the punishment instead. Oh, to see this dear man. What does the hymn say? Surprised to see myself so vile. And Jesus smiling all the while. Have you seen the smiling Jesus? Do you long to see this dear man? Oh, what words that would be, wouldn't it, tonight? If the Lord would take you by faith, take you and lead you to Calvary, and there to see crucified, beloved Saviour, and to hear, those words, this was done for you. Oh, friends, what amazing words these would be, wouldn't they? Is your desire and mine to hear them? Oh, Lord, speak to me. May I have an interest in these things. Oh, may I view thee. It's a place, friends, to go. What sadness is mingled with that joy. To see him and know that it's your sins. You know, there's nothing more humbling to a sinner when the Lord says, this was done for you. This was done for you. Oh, to see those wounded hands and feet and side. Oh, the precious wounds of our dear Lord Jesus. This man, he's a shelter from the storm. He's a hiding place for weary sinners. And as you journey through this wilderness, and as Satan's heat burns you and smites you, oh, to be found sheltering beneath that rock in a weary land. But oh, to be found in that great day, sheltered in that rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. Oh, that he would put us in. There is a fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. May precious Christ take us and plunge us in. Oh, there's no hope without that, beloved friends. There is hope for a sinner, but the sinner's only hope is in Christ, that finished work. And it is finished. It's finished forever. And the hymn, what does that hymn say? It's so clear on it being finished, isn't it? It's so clear. I cannot, dare not on my own works lean, but plead the blood that did for sin atone. Nor have I skill the malady to heal, but plead the blood that once for sin was spilled. Oh, that we would enter, these things would enter into our hearts. Oh, that the Lord would draw us unto him. Oh, that we may be drawn to see him as our only hope and our only plea. This dear man, this man, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, the sinner's friend. You know, they mocked and scourged him. But they mocked him and said, this man sitteth and eateth with sinners. And we say, blessed be his name, that he did. He was not ashamed to call them brethren. Oh, to see him as a sinner's friend. Not ashamed to call them brethren. No, not ashamed to have them call upon him. Not ashamed when in glory, before as they stand at that judgment seat, with that mountain of sin, not ashamed. As his father looks on, as he claims each one as his own dear children. He's mine, she's mine. What, that filthy wretch? She's mine. Oh, how he loves his church. How he loves his bride. Oh, he adores his bride. And it's that love that moved him to die. And it's the love of the Father that spared not his only begotten Son. And the Holy Spirit in love. That the third blessed part of the Trinity, the third a person, the Holy Spirit. Why? He loves to lead sinners to Christ. He loves to reveal Christ as the sinner's only hope. Oh, what glories he speaks of. What glories he reveals. But what love that the Father sends the Comforter. Though the Son is risen, now exalted, sitting at the Father's right hand, yet he's not left his people comfortless. The Holy Spirit is amongst us. What mercy. And Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, this place by me, it's for you. For you, poor sinner. It sounds unbelievable, doesn't it, to our ears? Oh, to believe. Oh, that faith would lay hold, that faith would press through the crowd, that faith would not be frightened from the door, frightened from mercy's door, that Satan will not fright us away with, you're not worthy, you're not acceptable. You see, you're not. But your acceptance is in him. Your fitness and worthiness is in him. And that's why you must come. And that's why they shall come. Because they've an aching void the world cannot fill. They've a need that they cannot meet anywhere else. A need that cannot be met anywhere else. And it's to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And I will come again. I go to repair, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Because I live, ye shall live also. The Son is ever living. And as he lives, his dear people will live. Because I live, ye shall live also. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £835, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Burgess next Lord's Day, and God willing, he will administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 669. Poor sinners, sunk in sin's tremendous cell, tormented with the fiery darts of hell, on Jesus call, though wretched be your case, he came, the lost to seek and save by grace. Hymn 669.
Dear Lord, do forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship, and in what we spoke, Lord, we pray in thy name. Take us each home in peace and safety. Be with us in the unknown way. Grant to us each that personal knowledge of thee as our Saviour. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.